Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
From the sublime to the ridiculous, the internet has a new main character this week, and Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast, is here to tell us about him. Hi, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
So tell me about Ashton Hall and his morning routine that has been watched now this week, I think, over a billion times at this stage.
And the numbers keep rising, as do his followers on Instagram. He had 8 million about a week and a half ago. He now has 10.3 as of this morning. So this is a guy who, I guess, tried to be an American footballer, tried to get into the NFL, didn't quite work out. And now he's one of these online fitness hustle bro coach type people. He's got a program. He wants you to sign up to it. And if you look at the viral video, you want to look at this guy. He does look like a Greek god. I'll give him that. He looks like an absolute Adonis. This man has muscles in places that most people don't even have places. It is ridiculous.
Okay.
But there's this routine. You know, we like crazy daily routines. Mark Wahlberg, Greg Wallace and so on, getting up at the crack of dawn or way earlier to do all these wild things, and that's what this man has been doing.
Okay, so what time is he up?
3:52 a.m. Not bad, right?
Right, yeah.
I got up at 8 this morning and I feel like a slob now as a result.
He takes the extra 2 minutes as well. Like, you could get up at 10 to 4, but no, 2 minutes more optimum sleep.
Yeah. Espionage-esque precision here.
And what does he do then?
So he removes this thing called hostage tape from his mouth, and it literally is a brand called hostage tape, and it does in fact look like what you think it does look like. It's just black strip of tape over your mouth that you sleep with. Why? To reduce the vibrations in your throat, to encourage breathing through your nasal capillaries, and then to essentially try and improve your overall quality of sleep. I don't know if this works. Consult your GP, I would say, before you buy the brand.
Yeah, we're not. Well, let's make this very, very clear. We are not endorsing any of this lunacy.
No.
Hostage shape off. What does he do next?
He dunks his face into a bowl full of ice that he has squeezed lemons into. And I did this morning, by the way, for this show.
I did think you looked
thanks.
Bad.
Yeah,
very fresh.
I'll say this: it was a combination of unpleasantness, and I can't lie, I did feel refreshed afterwards. I did feel revitalized. I don't know if I'm going to do this, and I'm certainly not going to get up at 3:52 a.m. And fair play to anyone who does, by the way. There are many people in this country alone who do for work purposes and everything else, and I admire you. 8 a.m. for me, though, please. So then from there, you know, it's all very American Psycho. You've read that book, like, it's all very, you know, kind of like, which was very much lampooning this culture of. And I moisturize. Happy to admit it. I love moisturizing. But I don't, do you know what I don't moisturize with? A banana peel. This man does. He has himself a banana, allows himself that as a snack, and then gets the peel and kind of wipes it all over his face.
Okay.
Again, I don't know if that works. You can tell me, someone out there, maybe they can text in and let us know. Maybe it's a wonderful regime. Okay. He doesn't eat for 6 hours, by the way. Doesn't have his breakfast till about 9 or 10.
But he's had the banana, like, to keep him going.
Exactly, yeah. A bit of potassium, you know, get that
so
in there.
So does the routine take, like, 6 hours? How long does this morning routine take?
It goes on. Yeah. My favourite bit, though, is...
Go on, romp through a bit more of it there. We haven't time to do it all in real time, probably.
He goes to the gym, he has a shower, all kind of stuff. But my favourite bit of this, though, is because you see this ticking clock kind of moving up, the numbers going up. Okay. So at 7:36 a.m. he gets on a diving board to jump into a swimming pool, which he apparently gets in at 7:40 a.m. So I've crunched the numbers here, Brendan, and that means that he is suspended in midair for 4 minutes, which I think is the bigger story here. We shouldn't be burying the lead. And also throughout this as well, I should say there's a disembodied pair of hands. There appears to be a woman kind of cleaning up after him when he drops his expensive water, and she gives him his breakfast and he says thanks, and it's all this, like, who is this woman? Is she an assistant? Is she his partner? What is happening here? He's also wearing, like, nice suits and jewellery and everything, and it's ridiculous. Like, but there are people taking this seriously, and that's what he wants. You know, we're talking about it.
So why have over a billion people watched it? Like, is it because it became the ridiculous thing of the week on the internet kind of thing?
Pretty much, yeah. And I think, obviously, you know, like, you were kind of talking about the sky falling in at the start of this programme today, so I think people look at this as a way of escaping that kind of doom and gloom. I saw it and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody of this kind of culture. But no, this guy's actually very, very serious.
And is he in on the joke, though? Does he know what he's doing?
I think so. I don't think he'll say that out loud. He appears to be quite serious about this thing. Because you see this in the wellness industry and the fitness industry. And we should say as well, like, you know, look, there are obviously massive positives to these industries as well. But this is clearly on the extreme end of the spectrum. I think he's taken quite seriously, but I don't believe him. And in fact, there has been speculation online and even accusation that he doesn't actually have any money. He's not actually a rich dude. This is all nonsense. Yes.
You see, none of this would surprise us anymore if it was all. Yeah.
The physical
what's
thing
he
is
selling?
He's selling his fitness program, essentially, his kind of online fitness program. So he hasn't been doing interviews. He's been turned down interview requests. I think he's trying to just direct people to his brand. He's selling his brand. Like, he's selling himself. Now, I don't know how much money that pays. I don't know what the story is there, because, you know, you see this all the time in this culture. You see people who hire out a private jet for the afternoon and then they pose next next to it. And they put up this big motivational post about all the things that they've accomplished on that given day. But then, you know, there's another person waiting around the corner for their hour with the private jet.
Okay.
But they pretend it's theirs. Have you seen the film Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah.
Great film. Yeah. Great bit in it when Tom Hardy looks over the horizon and he sees something that looks inviting, but he's suspicious. And he says, ah, that's bait. This is all bait. It's all there to hook you in, keep you in, and maybe get a bit of money out of you.
Okay. It's working for this guy, is it?
At the moment it is. And he's teamed up with Mr. Beast, one of the biggest online people ever. He did a parody of this. Now they've done a video together. So synergy, brand synergy, all that kind of stuff. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, especially in the attention economy.
Okay, so the memes and the imitations are what it's all about for him as well.
Big time. So,
and here we are. We're going to stop feeding this, beast right now. Okay, but I mean, look, it's important to keep people in the loop about what the important things happening online. So that's Ashton Hall. Dave Hanratty, thank you very much. We'll take a break.